came in from the movie. Praise God. I was glad that I could even cry again, Mike. Amen. Hallelujah. You're looking at an old boy. It's just glad that he can pray and cry. Shed tears. Oh, I cry easy, though I'm glad I do. Because there was a time I couldn't even cry, Shane. Amen. I didn't get prayed through that night, but it wasn't very many nights till I woke them all up about 3 o'clock in the morning. I didn't look at the clock and it was dark, but I know it was in the wee hours of the morning. I woke my mama up. She said, "What's the matter, Joe?" I said, "I feel like the Lord has took me back. I had me a closet. Oh, there by myself in the bed. Hallelujah. I had prayed through." Praise God. You can let your troubles break you or make you. Amen. John Wesley, when he finally married, he married the wrong woman. Or the devil either had gotten the right one, one or the other. She resented with us insane jealousy his attentions that he gave to the church. Charles wrote, "More than one time I've seen those hands yanking at those venerable locks as she thought with him about going and preaching." Amen. A very good friend of mine, old and gone now, and I'll not tell his name. His wife was so insanely envious of the time that he spent for the church. Gene Huff thanked the family for his gift to the church and the time that he spent for the church at his funeral in Richland, Virginia. But even Gene didn't know about the time, I don't think, that our dear old brother came home and found that his wife in an insane rage had burned all his library. He told me about books he used to have. And all he said about it was, "Something happened to it." I had to learn by pieces that it was his wife in her insane rage and jealousy and envy against the time that he spent for Christ burned his entire library. And he came upon a pile of ashes in the yard. Amen. What did it do for that dear old man of God? It just drove him closer to God. The father of many a church, the inspiration of many a preacher. Praise God, he gave his mind and he gave his time and his fertile mind. Praise God, to those adages like take a corn stalk with a lightning bug on the end of it and a teaspoon of holiness and chase the devil clear out of town. Praise God. Amen. It seemed that he was very prolific in sayings like that. Glory to God. He said, "Take your old hide and hang it on the fence. It ain't worth 10 cents no how." Praise God. Hey, if we don't live for God, we're not worth anything. Praise God. What do you do when you're the only one? When it seems you stand alone, you learn then who really counts. You learn then when children don't care, when they're rebellious and drifting far from God and have gone against everything you ever taught them. Remember that God had a son named Adam, made by his own hands, breathed life into him of his own breath, and he and his rib went astray. Amen. Those two in the garden were sons and daughters of God, if you please, and they went astray. God knows how you feel when you stand alone. What do you do when you stand alone? You take that redemptive path. You keep a right spirit. You follow God. And it may just happen that in time to come, you'll be able to influence those that left you standing alone for God. You'll be their saving. I've seen that happen. When I got saved, there was no one in my family lived for God. The only one I remember praying was Aunt Dosha. They buried her this week in the hills of Arkansas. Amen. And I remember being at Grandma and Grandpa Robinson's house, and all the men were sitting around in one place, and one of the girls came around and said, "Did you hear about what happened to Dosha?" Dosha had got saved in Old Union Hill Church. Grandpa Robinson, her dad, said, "Yeah." Said, "You ought to knock her in the head now while she's saved so she'd go to heaven." That was his attitude. That was the attitude of a lot of people in those days, particularly in my family. Oh, boy. If just one brother or sister in a big family gets saved, look out. All the rest of them is going to come down on you with all the devil's wrath and all the demons. They'll laugh and mock and ridicule. Who do you think you are? Come on, Holy Joe. Amen. Who do you think you are anyhow? You think you're better than the rest of us, I guess. Oh, yes. I told my dad that I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The next morning at the breakfast table, he said, "How do you know you got it?" He wasn't thrilled. He wasn't excited. He didn't care. I said, "Because I spake in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance." Praise God. What do you do when no one cares? When daddy won't go, journey on. What do you do when mother won't go? Journey on. What do you do when wife won't go? Journey on. What do you do when husband don't go? Go on. You're the only chance for his salvation. Praise God. Amen. Sister Marcella can tell you. Amen. Sister. Amen. Ray can tell you. Brother Ray can tell you. Praise God. She stood for God when her husband wouldn't live for God. When he did spiteful things, hateful things, abusive things. Amen. But she kept a right spirit. When Dave would have intervened, she said, "Don't do it, David. Don't do it, David." And he didn't. And you know what? Before it was all said and done, he got saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who knoweth, O man or a woman, whether thou shalt save thy husband? But what if they don't get saved? What if they don't live for God? What if they don't follow in the footsteps of the Lamb? Praise God. Let me read you a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. "But this I say, brethren, the time is short." Let's say that together. The time is short. Let's say it again. The time is short. Hell, let that ring in your ears. "It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none." Well, what about that? If wife don't go, you're supposed to go on and live for God as though she didn't exist. Oh, there may be ridicule. There may be those times, and like John Wesley, she rages because you give so much time to church. One writer thought perhaps that's the reason he rode horseback 5,000 miles a year to get away from her. Amen. Maybe so. But one thing you can do, that mate, that child, that friend, that dad, that mother don't understand, won't live for God, you can just draw closer to Jesus and get more of him. Praise God. "And they that weep as though they wept not. They that rejoice as though they rejoice not. They that buy as though they possess not. And they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of the world passeth away." Amen. You know what most people do when there's trouble at the house, when they've got opposition to the house? They backslid and turn to drink and drugs and worldly pleasures to drown out the voice of conscience. But the world ain't big enough, and you can't run far enough. The world's too small to get away from God tonight. Amen. So run to him. Since you can't escape him, run to him. Since you need him worse than you need anything in this world, run to God. Amen. If brother don't go, I'll journey on. If sister don't go, I'll journey on. And in this day and time, you may find yourself saying, if the church don't go, I'll journey on. Or if the deacon don't go, I'll journey on. And there are remote cases where you might say, if a preacher don't go, I'll journey on. God will honor a determination to serve God. What do you do when things go sour at the house and a man's enemies are of your own household? No alibis, no excuses, no chance to cop out. Just one way to run, and that's toward God. That's the way I ran. I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, running toward God. I got called to preach, praise God, running toward God. Hallelujah. I started pastoring a church, running toward God. When some of the church turned me down, I ran toward God. Yes, you'll even face times when your church people don't understand your abandon to Christ, your radical convictions to separate from the world. What do you do when they don't understand? Love them, pray for them, understand that they're blind, but because you see, you're their only chance to get back to where they need to be with God. Somebody may not act like they appreciate you, but they'll miss you if you lose out with God. They may act like they don't appreciate your prayers, but they'll miss you if you lose out with God. Amen. Glory to God. That old sergeant that followed L.C. Coates through camp. Amen. And finally run into him again in a foxhole in Korea. That old sergeant, praise God, that just disrupted the service of that old chaplain, that Baptist chaplain, every time they had church. Amen. It made a nervous wreck out of him. He liked that old sergeant. Amen. It was continually, praise God, pumping into him scriptures. Why do you believe about Acts 2 and 4? Why do you believe about Acts 19? Amen. But one day he wasn't there, and he missed him. One day the battle was on. The chaplain had rode a jeep into battle in Korea. And they were being attacked from the air and strafed, best I remember. Either that or an artillery barrage. They jumped out of the jeep with a prayer. And he ran for the first foxhole he could find. Amen. And he jumped in on top of another man. And when he got straightened up and found who he'd jumped in on top of, it was that same old sergeant that had chased him all the way through, saying, why do you believe about the Holy Ghost? Why do you believe about Acts 19? Why do you believe about Acts chapter 10 in Cornelius' house, where he spoke in tongues? Why do you believe about Acts 2 and 4? First thing he said to him, said, have you got the Holy Ghost? He said, no, but I want it. And he got the Holy Ghost in a foxhole in Korea. He needed that old sergeant worse than he thought he did. And if somebody needs you more than you think they do, stand tonight. Amen. And let's make up our mind. You're the only hope for somebody. If you're walking in Jesus' tracks, you're leaving a trail for somebody to follow. A fresh trail for somebody to follow to God. Father, reach down amongst these thy people, my saints and my friends. And Lord, don't let us lose a one. Don't let us miss a one. Don't let us be discouraged in the midst of adversity and reverses. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. As they're saying, we invite you to the cross. Yes, I'm not enemy. Yes. I've seen your footsteps. I know the way you take. And I've spoken unto thee tonight. Come unto me, and I'll keep thee. I'll comfort thee, and I'll help thee. When it seems you have no one, I'll be by your side. I'll be there. I'll come to the rescue. I'll hear your cry and call unto me, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Cry out to the Lord thy God. Seek him with all your heart, and he will be found of you this night. Raise your hand and praise him. Amen. 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 Hath he not said, I've been young and now am I old, and I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread? Call unto me and I'll help thee. I will hold thee up by my strong hand. I will feed thee on good things, for I will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly before me. I've said it in my word, call upon me, and thou shalt see it with thine eyes, and behold it. Others may not know it nor see it, but thou shalt know. For I will be to thee and thee alone what thou desirest. Call unto me and draw nigh to thy God. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Yes. You feel that you're forsaken? My kindness hath not left thee. My mercy hath not departed from thee. It was new this morning. My mercies are new every morning. Yea, call unto thy God. No matter how dark it seems, he sees. The Lord knoweth, and the Lord heareth. If thou call on him, the Lord will reward you accordingly. Be faithful when it's dark. Be faithful when you're down. Be faithful when everything's going against you. And you'll be glorified when all these things come to light. Thou shalt be admired and blessed in the Lord. Praise God. Raise your hands and praise him. Thank God. We're coming. We're coming. We're coming closer to God. We're coming to seek God. We're coming to draw near to God. Amen. Come on tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. We're coming, Lord. Coming, Lord, to thee. Wash us. Cleanse us in thy blood.
Footsteps.
That flows from Calvary.
Walking in the shadow.
Sufficient for your hour. For sufficient for your situation.
To tell me
sufficient for your affliction. God loves you with an everlasting love. Let God help you now.
Walking in the shadows. And a hand reaching out to tell me that he cares. You ask me about